This reading is from John chapter 6 to 15 on page 1069 of the Church Bibles. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is, the Sea of Tiberias, and a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the miraculous sign he had performed on the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover feast was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them all and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. This is the word of the Lord.
Do you need to be near the microphone? Oh, Naomi, I am hungry.
Hush, Malachi. We need to see if Jesus is going to do any more healing.
He can heal my feet. They're really sore. We've walked for miles from our village. And it's getting late. And did I mention I was hungry?
Yes, you did. I think I packed some loaves and fish in Zach's pack this morning. But it doesn't seem fair that we'll be eating when no one else seems to be having anything with them.
Oh, don't worry. Get it out. We'll scoff it all down. Nobody will notice.
Malachi, really? Oh, look. There's Andrew, one of Jesus' followers. Zach, take the loaves and fish to him and see if he will help.
Oh, he's taken our food away and taken it to Jesus. What's he said? Sit down. Sit down in groups of 50. Why, Naomi? Why?
Maybe they're going to share top food out amongst us.
Share it out? There must be 5,000 men here.
Well, not forgetting women and children.
Not forgetting. So how are 5 loaves and 2 fish going to feed over 5,000 people? Well, that's the question. But first of all, we need 5 loaves and 2 fish. Don't applaud. There's more. So there are 5 loaves, 2 fish hidden somewhere in this room. We need them. Go and find, please. Find just one and then bring it to me. Don't find more than one. Don't kill my fish, Elizabeth. Just bring them. Thank you. Got one fish. One loaf. 2 loaves. Excellent. Looking for 3 more loaves and another fish. 3 loaves. Brill. 4 loaves. So, one more fish and one more loaf somewhere. Oh, I've got another fish coming up the middle. Stolen my fish. No, everyone's going to be hungry. I think there's one more loaf. Yes, excellent. Sure, I counted them. Brill. Thank you. Brilliant, Moses. Thank you very much. Great. We've got our 5 loaves and our 2 fish. So after the people sat down in groups of 50, Jesus gave thanks for the food, and then the disciples shared it out. And just those 5 loaves and those 2 fish kept going and going and going until everyone was full and satisfied, and there were 12 baskets of leftovers. Back to the action. Oh, that were grand. I'm stuffed. I couldn't eat another morsel.
Oh, it was lovely. And the followers of Jesus, those disciples, seem to have had a basket full of leftovers each. Where did it all come from?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I've been fed. That's the most important thing.
But it does matter. Oh. There were only 5 loaves and 2 fish in Zach's pack. And I didn't see anyone else give any food to the disciples. And they fed all these people.
That's true, Naomi. That's amazing. That's miraculous.
Well, do you remember in church a few weeks ago, we were told about a promised king written about in the Bible?
Aye.
Well, surely Jesus must be the promised king.
Oh, well, we'd best go and hear some more from the promised king then. Oh, where's he gone? Oh, look for him. By the way, they're from North Israel. That's the excuse. Jesus must be the promised king. This is written in John's Gospel. At the end of John's Gospel, John writes, "These things, these signs are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, God's promised king, that he's the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." And here he is, feeding his people miraculously as one sent from God. And I wonder, as an adult here, or maybe even as a child, how hard is it for you to know God's care in your life, even in the most humdrum things? Not the big things that we automatically pray for, but the ordinary, everyday things, even to the food that we eat each day. I think it may be even harder for adults, because we're used to trying to sort ourselves out, getting things for ourselves, being independent. Can we receive God's love? He is a compassionate God. Can we turn to Jesus every day? What does it look like to really pray for and to give thanks for our daily needs? The question I've had asked me before is, if you only had tomorrow, if tomorrow you woke up only with the things that you had given thanks to God for the day before, what would you have? If you woke up tomorrow and you only had the things that you had prayed and trusted God for the day before, what would you have left? Well, the people in our story, they started to recognize Jesus as one from God. It seemed they want to grab him, get him to be king, maybe throw off the Romans, maybe lead them to victory. Jesus had not come to be that sort of king. He was more than that, actually, as the Son of God. And so he escapes, he walks across the lake, which you'll have in next week's story. But it reminds us of Jesus' stories, God's power over creation. So in our next song, we're going to pick up that theme. And our next song, we have done it before, but it was quite a long time ago. It's with Jesus in the boat, you can smile at the storm. Do people remember it? It goes a bit like this. And you need to do the actions because it makes sense in a bit. So with Jesus in the boat, you can smile at the storm. Isn't that a relevant song for today? Smile at the storm, smile at the storm. With Jesus in the boat, you can smile at the storm. As we go sailing home, you're not doing the actions with me and you'll need to. Sailing, sailing home, sailing, sailing home. With Jesus in the boat, you can smile at the storm. As we go sailing home, we'll sing it through once and then I'll show you how it will complicate your lives. So please stand as the music starts. So Jesus crosses the lake. Some of those who had eaten his miraculous bread and his miraculous fish catch up with him on the other side, and we come back to the action. Oh, I can't believe this. We've had to walk all the way around this lake, and my feet are killing me again.
Hush, Malachi, we found him now. What's he saying?
Something about manna in the desert, bread from heaven. And Jesus is saying he's the bread of life. What does he mean, Naomi?
Well, the Israelites before us had manna in the desert when they were rescued from Egypt.
Aye, I remember this. The Israelites had to go out and collect manna, bread, enough for every day. They tried to save it till the next day, had maggots in it when they tried to eat it. And on the sixth day, they had to collect twice as much and save it for the Sabbath. That's the rest day. And on that day, it didn't have maggots. I remember.
That's it. God was teaching them that they had to trust him to provide the bread they needed to survive into hot desert.
So that was the bread from heaven Jesus was talking about. But what's that got to do with Jesus? Why is he saying he's the bread of life?
Well, the Israelites had to trust God to provide them with the bread they needed for everyday life. But Jesus is saying we need to trust in him to have everlasting, eternal life in heaven.
Oh. So when Jesus says he's the bread of life, he's telling us that he is worth believing and trusting in. He did this miracle to prove he could be trusted to provide for us as the Son of God. And he provided loads, didn't he? The promise of being God's family, it's not a small promise. It's more than we could ever imagine. And just like we need food, bread, for everyday life, we need to trust and follow Jesus for eternal, everlasting life.
That's it. Come on then, Malachi. We need to get Zach home.
Oh, OK. So now we're going to have a trust activity with the Millers. Thank you.
Well, who do you trust? That's the question. I need four volunteers. Those hands went up quickly. Well, we can do this. Let's see what. We can do this in two lots. We can have more than one lot of four. We can have several lots of four. So, Elizabeth, would you like to come up? Zachary, would you like to come up? Would you like to come up too? And go on, I have one. Georgie, would you like to come up too? Now, if any of you've got food allergies, please just... we haven't actually volunteered and you don't know what we're going to do yet. This is very dangerous. But anyway, do tell us if you've got any food allergies. I do mean that in all seriousness, parents. Because what we're going to do is we're going to put a blindfold over each one of you, if you're happy with that. Yeah, blindfold over each one of you. Your eyes. This one's easy. There we go, Elizabeth. And then we're going to ask you one by one to put your hands out. And we're going to put some food on your hand. And then you're going to have to decide whether you trust what I say or what Tamsin says. You decide who you trust, and then you decide whether or not you're going to eat the food. So is everyone happy about that? Sorry?
We eat it.
You can eat it, but you'll have to make a decision as to whether or not you trust what we say. You have to decide who you trust, whether it's Tamsin or me. So... okay, so who's going first? Georgie, should we go first with you? Do you want to come up to the front? Let me guide you up here. There we go. So, Georgie, you put your hand out. Okay.
Right, Georgie, now, I'm going to give you something to eat. It's really lovely.
No, it's not. It's absolutely horrible. It's absolutely horrible. Don't eat it, Georgie. So you've got to decide who you trust. Are you going to eat it? Who do you trust, Tamsin or me, Ian? Oh, that's a quandary.
Eat it if I trust.
Yeah, eat it.
If you trust Tamsin, eat it. If you... Okay. Zachary, come on then. Let's go next with you. If you stand there, well done. Now, Zachary, I'm going to give you something. Here we are. And I think it's delicious. You'll really enjoy this, Zachary.
I really don't think you should be eating that.
Who do you trust, Zachary? Well, there we are. We'll see. Henry. Here we go. Hand out. Something is going in your hand.
It's really nice. Yeah,
it's not. It's disgusting. Don't touch it. Sorry?
I'm going to eat it.
You're going to... Oh, okay. Well, my entire career was made up before this of being convincing to people. Elizabeth. Perhaps now you will trust me, Elizabeth. I'm placing a lot of hope in you. Here it is. I think you'll find that absolutely delicious.
I think you'll find it absolutely disgusting.
Who do you believe? Well, I think you've all been very wise indeed. Well done. Now, those who had revolting things, who were right not to trust me, you can take them off. Has everybody had something nice to eat now?
Yes.
You have? Tack, did you get something nice? Did Tamsin give you something? Oh, good, great. I can't remember. I either gave you garlic or ginger. Now, anyone else? Which, I mean, it's a lovely thing to chew, but anyone else want to have a go? Have we got time, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Go on, let's have... Let's. Do you want... Dave? Would you like to come on? Have we got another four? George, do you want to come again? Have we got another four? Go on, you two. Do you want to come up? Is anyone else? Would you like to come? Yeah, great, great. Hannah, are you coming? Go on, then. That's our four. Great. Come on, let's put a blindfolds back on. Great. Is that okay? Comfortable? Can't see anything. Is that okay? Right. I think none of them can see. Right, Hannah, let's go first with you. Yeah, Mum. Hand out.
And I think you will love that.
I think it's disgusting. I don't think you will. Well done, sweet. I think you will really enjoy that. Delicious.
Do not eat that. Honestly.
I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. Okay, Gerald, hand out. I think you're going to find that delicious. Well, there we are. Very discerning children we have. That's very good. Well done. So, Dave, over to you. Thank you. Well done.
Great. Jesus does this amazing feeding miracle. There's something about trusting Jesus there for what we need and showing us who he is. If you think about that phrase, the bread of life, it's the bread of life. It needs to be an absolute priority for us. We hunger or thirst for all sorts of different things, for kind of meaning. What is our life about? For who we are, for guidance, what to do next, what decisions to make, for security. In all of these things, will we turn to Jesus as the bread of life? And what difference will it make this week for you to think about how you're going to trust in Jesus for everything, even the very basics of what we need? He's also the bread of life. It's so necessary for us, like food is for us, and so necessary for others. As we think about inviting people to things and maybe sharing the gospel ourselves, maybe we become less worried about what they might think or about interfering because we know we've got something really important to share. Someone described Christianity as one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. One beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. It's not that we're better than others. It's that we have found the thing that's satisfied. We have found the one who is the bread of life. John writes, these things are written. Things like this miracle, they're recorded for you. So you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the promised King, that he's the Son of God, and may have life in his name. Be able to trust him now and forever. Now, if you've been doing one of those sheets, is this working? Excellent. We've had the trusting game. Oh, we're behind. Oh, I'm going the wrong way. I did this last time. How many men in the miracle? I'm going to get a different one of these. What? What? How many men? 5,000 men. Nice, easy one to start off with. Do you want to just press when they get the answer? How many loaves? How many fishes?
Two.
Should we see it? Excellent. And that's a ramlice. That is things that eat sheep. No, what is it? It's a miracle. Or, yeah, you have to have Dave's brain for the thinking of what's going on. And how many baskets were left over? 12. There was more left over than they started with. That's the kind of feeding miracle that God does. He does stuff and we end up with more than we even started with. As we start to trust him. Okay, next one. What happened in the Old Testament reading, that thing that we had in the back of our minds, God provided, it was a funny word. What did God provide? Manna for the Israelites in the desert. Brilliant. And by performing a feeding miracle, so God does a feeding miracle in the desert. Jesus goes to the wilderness with people. He does a feeding miracle. He was showed that he was... He was God's. That's the big picture, isn't it, that we've got. This is who Jesus is. He's well worth trusting in. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. We can trust Jesus and have eternal and everlasting life. Let me pray that God will help us to trust Jesus now and onwards forever. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this true story from the Bible, how Jesus did an amazing feeding miracle, showing us who he is. The Christ, the Son of God, and showing us that we can trust in him. Help us to do that this week. Help us to work out what it means. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. To trust in you for our daily bread, for our food, for our security, for all those things that we need. To give great thanks to you and to know you as our compassionate, loving, providing Father God. This is good news indeed, and we praise you. Amen. I think our prayers.